There are fewer Michigan school districts running into the red this year, and even more are projected to work their way out of budget deficits by the end of the school year. State Senator Howard Walker chairs the Senate K-12 Budget Subcommittee.
I'm encouraged that we're trending in the right direction as far as number of schools moving into deficit and the number of schools moving out of deficit.
But peel away the top layer, and it's not all good news. Joining us to explain why is MLive Capital reporter Jonathan Osting. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how are you, Cindy?
Good. So Michigan State Superintendent Mike Flanagan essentially delivered a deficit district report card to a joint session of the House and Senate Appropriations Committee late last week. So at the end of last school year, there were 50 districts operating at a deficit. What do we see this year?
Currently there are 46 districts operating in a deficit. That number dropped by four, but it's not necessarily good news. Two districts were dissolved after the school year ended in response to financial emergencies. One Detroit charter school was closed by its operator in the midst of financial struggles as well. And then Ypsilanti ended up merging with Willow Run. So there's fewer districts in deficit, but that's, as I mentioned, not necessarily a great thing. The good news is that a larger number are projected to come out of deficit this year than go in. So that number could potentially shrink again next year.
Okay. So of the 46 now in deficit, can we get a sense what they have in common?
That was a question that lawmakers had for Superintendent Flanagan, and you know he didn't really provide one succinct answer, but pointed to some larger trends, larger problems. He did, as he often does, reiterate calls for more financial support for at-risk districts, saying they simply need more money. But he also pointed to huge drops in student enrollment over the last few years that have really impacted districts across the state. Enrollment numbers are projected to drop by more than 12,000 students this year, another 9,000 next year. And because districts rely on per pupil funding, the loss of students essentially means less money to them each year and puts them in the awkward position perhaps of having to then lay off teachers, close buildings, consider consolidation, et cetera.
And that's what I was wondering, Jonathan. Are we hearing the drumbeats of a call for consolidation?
I mean, Mike Flanagan has often talked about consolidation, but he sort of stepped up that call last week, saying that, perhaps the state needs to stop using a carrot and perhaps take a more aggressive approach. I don't think he'd call it a stick, but his basic argument is that, districts are really not all that interested in consolidating themselves. They're not taking the reins in these situations like they should. And he and lawmakers debated various ways that they might encourage more consolidation moving forward. He pointed to Ypsilanti and Willow Run as a model that other districts across the state could consider.
What is it that he thinks is working well with that consolidation?
Simply that they didn't have the student population anymore to support two separate districts. So instead of just sharing services, which is one other form of consolidation, they literally just merged the schools together. As more and more schools face population declines, the potential for disillusion is there, which happened to Buena Vista and Saginaw and Inkster mm-hmm. last year. And instead of simply dissolving and then forcing or leading the state to sort of pawn off parts individually to other districts, Ypsilanti and Willow Run took a proactive approach to it and decided to join forces before it got to that point.
Jonathan, what did the superintendent warn about other districts? Did I hear something about he fears some other districts may go off the cliff?
He used that cliff reference several times. And again, for Flanagan, it comes down to the idea that districts aren't necessarily in a position to take the steps they need to. Part of that is that their local school boards are elected. Closing buildings, for instance, is never going to be a popular decision in a local community, which makes it a tough call for school board members. So Flanagan, in what seemed to be initially sort of off the cuff, but then this idea that he really developed was that the state legislature could give local superintendents more authority to take actions on their own in the face of financial crises. So he talked about perhaps allowing those superintendents to close buildings on their own. Superintendents, of course, don't have to answer to voting the voting population. However, the school board could then, the school board makes the call on whether superintendents keep their jobs. So
there
if the
go.
School board disagreed with a building closure, they could then fire the superintendent. But Flanagan said that perhaps giving that super more authority, as he has at the state level, might take some of the politics out of the equation.
He also used an interesting term that harkens back to immediately after World War II, when Superintendent Flanagan called for what he called a Marshall Plan to boost the funding. This is, of course, the U.S. airdropping in supplies into Germany after World War II when it was surrounded by the Soviets. So what does he mean by the Marshall Plan?
He simply means more resources. There currently is a formula by which the state provides some additional resources to at-risk districts, but he thinks that number should be a lot larger. Regardless of all the other issues facing school districts, he argued that it's simply tough for them to resolve all of their problems without more money. Now, as he pointed to closures, et cetera, he said, money isn't the only issue, but there needs to be more of it for these, specifically for these struggling districts.
Well, here's a question then. Is there an appetite in the state legislature to listen to what Superintendent Flanagan's calling for, whether it's more funding or whether it's the idea of more consolidation? Is the legislature listening?
They're listening, yeah. There's going to be, some modest increases in education funding this year. It remains to be seen whether they will revisit the formula for targeting at-risk districts. There certainly seems to be a healthy discussion about consolidation, but there's a lot of people on a lot of different sides of the issue. Senator Papa George, who has long pushed for consolidation, said, districts aren't going to do it on their own. He said, just talk to the local high school football coach. Nobody's going to want, these sort of community leaders aren't going to advocate for closing schools or merging with other districts. He suggested the state needs to perhaps just tell districts to do it rather than trying to incentivize them to consolidate as they are now. Of course, that sort of top-heavy, top-down approach probably won't play well in local communities either.
So what should we be watching for now?
This is a quarterly report from the superintendent, and these ideas he floats were really in their early stages. So this idea of, giving more power to superintendents, I think it's the first time Flanagan has publicly made that pitch. So I wouldn't expect any action on that in the immediate future. But what will be interesting to see is whether these projections actually come to fruition, whether more districts are able to claw their way out of deficit this year, or whether the problem continues to be exacerbated.
MLive Capital correspondent Jonathan Osting. Thanks so much, Jonathan. Always good to talk with you.
Hey, thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.
And as we mentioned, State Superintendent Mike Flanagan says too many districts are not making tough choices like closing buildings or consolidating with their neighbors when financial troubles loom.
Boards need to make some of these decisions earlier. If, for example, you've lost 50% of your enrollment, you can't go 5 years without cutting the number of schools you have.
Flanagan says no school district has accepted the state's offer of money to help them make plans to consolidate.